We learn in Ecclesiastes that there is a season and a time for everything. This is why we often hear in Christianese or Christian circles going through a season of dot, dot, dot. We call times in our life seasons. And maybe you are currently going through a season of suffering. And I want to encourage you today. We also heard that line from Ecclesiastes in a popular 60s song. And indeed, there is a time for everything, and a time to mourn, a time to cry, a time to laugh. There's all kinds of times. But if you are going through a season of suffering, it can become a very weary time. It can become a weary time for our faith. It can become a weary time for those who love us. It can really wear us down. There were two psalms that came to mind this morning as I reflected on suffering, and I wanted to share those. One of them would be from Psalm 73, if you'd like to turn to that in your Bible, or you can just listen as I read. This psalm first came up several months ago as I really enjoy studying Beth Moore. I'm not sure if you're a fan of or not, but I am, and I've done many Bible studies with Miss Beth over the years, and it has been wonderful. If you like YouTube, you can go to YouTube, search Beth Moore. There is a 4-part series called My Feet Almost Slipped, where she draws from this psalm. And then this past Sunday in our services at church, they mentioned this psalm again, and it was just fresh on my mind. And it is a great one to read over our hearts when we are going through a very tough season or time. Psalm 73, a psalm of Asaph. Surely God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost slipped. I had nearly lost my foothold, for I envied the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. They have no struggles. Their bodies are healthy and strong. They are free from common human burdens. They are not plagued by human ills. Therefore, pride is their necklace. They clothe themselves with violence. From their callous hearts comes iniquity. Their evil imaginations have no limits. They scoff and speak with malice. With arrogance, they threaten oppression. Their mouths lay claim to heaven, and their tongues take possession of the earth. Therefore, their people turn to them and drink up waters in abundance. They say, "How would God know? Does the Most High know anything?" This is what the wicked are like. Always free of care, they go on amassing wealth. Surely in vain I have kept my heart pure, and have washed my hands in innocence. All day long I have been afflicted, and every morning brings new punishments. If I had spoken out like that, I would have betrayed your children. When I tried to understand all this, it troubled me deeply, till I entered the sanctuary of God. Then I understood their final destiny. Surely, you place them on slippery ground. You cast them down to ruin. How suddenly are they destroyed, completely swept away by terrors. They are like a dream when one awakes. When you arise, Lord, you will despise them as fantasies. When my heart was grieved and my spirit embittered, I was senseless and arrogant and ignorant. I was a brute beast before you. Yet I am always with you. You hold me by my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will take me into glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire besides you. My heart, my flesh may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Those who are far from you will perish. You destroy all who are unfaithful to you. But as for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the Sovereign Lord my refuge. I will tell of all your deeds. That is Psalm 73. Forgive some of my reading errors there. Hopefully you were able to listen or follow along. I just love that psalm because it really speaks to how all of us feel at certain times. And lamenting is so important. It is important for our mental health and for our spirit and for our relationship with the Lord. We need to be honest when we go through different times in our lives. If we need to mourn, then we do need to mourn. I'm going to now go to Psalm 77. If you are a fan of The Chosen, this was recently on one of their episodes, and it's just another beautiful reminder and psalm to speak over our hearts when we are going through our time of suffering. Psalm 77 for the director of music. I cried out to God for help. I cried out to God to hear me. When I was in distress, I sought the Lord. At night, I stretched out untiring hands, and I would not be comforted. I remembered you, God, and I groaned. I meditated, and my spirit grew faint. You kept my eyes from closing. I was too troubled to speak. I thought about the former days, the years of long ago. I remembered my songs in the night. My heart meditated and my spirit asked, "Will the Lord reject forever? Will he never show his favor again? Has his unfailing love vanished forever? Has his promise failed for all time? Has God forgotten to be merciful? Has he in anger withheld his compassion?" Then I thought, "To this I will appeal. The years when the Most High stretched out his right hand, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will consider all your works and meditate on all your mighty deeds. Your ways, God, are holy. What God is as great as our God? You are the God who performs miracles. You display your power among the peoples. With your mighty arm, you redeemed your people, the descendants of Jacob and Joseph. The waters saw you, God. The waters saw you and writhed. The very depths were convulsed. The clouds poured down water. The heavens resounded with thunder. Your arrows flashed back and forth. Your thunder was heard in the whirlwind. Your lightning lit up the world. The earth trembled and quaked. Your path led through the sea, your way through the mighty waters, though your footprints were not seen. You led your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron." Again, that was Psalm 77, and that is so important of a concept for us who follow Jesus, to remember his faithfulness. Even if we don't see it currently, we can look back and remember and see the times where his hand did the miracle in our own lives and in the testimony through his word of the Bible. But sometimes we really do feel like the beginning of that psalm, that when we cry out, we can feel like nothing is happening. It just sometimes seems like it's not going away, whatever our situation is. And these can be times that really test our spirit. The Bible in the New Testament, I want to share 1 Peter 5:10-11, promises this. 1 Peter 5:10-11. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. It's a promise that we will suffer a while. And God is not bound by time, so on our timeline, a while can seem very long. But in the scheme of eternity, Paul calls our afflictions light and temporary. I almost can't even get over when he says that. These troubles are light and temporary when they feel so heavy to us. But God is not threatened if we say to him, "This does not feel light and temporary, Lord. Give me your eyes to see." We always have to will our soul back to the truth while holding in balance the fact that it is important to be honest of where we are. That is the journey of almost every psalm. It starts with a confession of honest state of mind and being, and it ends with turning ourselves back to the truth. We have to have both. We have to be able to confront where we really are and how we really feel. And only then, as we bring these confessions to the Lord in truth, in authenticity, can he do a mighty work and a mighty miracle in our time with him. And he will strengthen us. So I hope that you be encouraged today in your time of suffering. And I pray for you. Lord, I pray for anybody who is suffering right now. Lord, be with them. Be mighty in your comfort. May it be tangible. May it be an awareness that this is truly light and temporary, and an awareness that you will always fulfill your promises because you are faithful. And you say, after we have suffered a while, you yourself will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for wanting our honesty. Thank you, Lord, for your patience with us, your great love that never gets tired of our neediness, never tires at all. You are mighty and wonderful, God, and we honor you today. Thanks for listening.